Well, you kind of know a little bit of basketball, Coach Kuhl. Obviously, Trenton boys are a year better and a little bit more confident. Where have you seen this team grow the most from where they were last year at this time?
I would just say control and, you know, making better decisions. Defensively, they've also improved a lot. I think they're finishing plays better, but really, you know, offensively especially, they're not hurting themselves near as many times. And everybody's a year older, a little stronger, just a little bit better.
Let's see here. We're going to do the quick math. And, you know, if I'm doing quick math for Kiefer Tulsa, that means Kiefer scored a bunch. He has 8 in the second quarter. I think he has 10 in the first quarter. That'd be 18. I think that's right. That's what I got, 18 for Kiefer Tulsa. 5 for Maverick Soul. 4 points for Gabe Novak. 3 for Tucker Otto. 5 for Maverick Soul. 2 for Braden Sager. 2 for Hunter Smith. Brookfield first half. 7 points for Owen Boley, 5 for Hayden DeJong, 4 points for Hank Parks, and 3 points for John Walgren. Lathan's down there firing up the free throws. I'm going to give him grief. He's not doing well.
He's got to find some rhythm here.
You know who's going to give him the most grief is his dad sitting behind there.
His sister right there, too, might
be saying
she should have been shooting.
Dad sitting behind there in the corner. Yeah, Lathan doesn't get things going. He's not getting 27 is the high mark, and he's not getting.
He's going to have to make his next 25.
Did you see the little? I don't know how old he was. The 8 or 9 year old who hit
that's Guy Gottman.
That was cool.
He's a good little ball player for his age.
How old is he? 9.
He is. I think he might be 10.
Okay,
but yeah,
I was saying it looked like he might struggle to get the ball from the free throw line to the rim, and he was good with that. And I said, there's no way he's going to make it from half court to the rim, and. He got that running start just
at the
right off the backboard.
At the college games, he's been known to make the Coca-Cola shot. So yeah, he was definitely not new to the moment.
With your team, Coach, you know, I wasn't sure, nor did I bring it up. I wasn't sure, but I was talking with a couple people here Saturday. You got Marina King, who you really need. She's dealing with a quad injury, so you got to get her healthy for the new year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She just needs to get some rest, and hopefully it'll heal up. But you know. A lot of girls were in a position to step up, and we learned a lot about ourselves tonight and definitely have a lot of things to improve on.
Kaylor Hodge really kind of grew up tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a tough spot to get thrown into against a good and aggressive team. So we learned a lot, and we realized some things we're definitely going to have to just continue to improve on.
You were trying to some different things. I thought the interesting strategy they had in one of the timeouts is you kind of went over their free throw line and you're talking with your assistant coach, and you kind of brought your three leaders over and said, you know, you go over there because we need a little bit of a spark so you see what you can get done. And that kind of worked. They came out of that timeout and played a lot better.
Yeah, you know, at some point, you know, my voice just kind of gets drowned out, and you know, we've got some girls who have been through it a little bit, especially Maddie. You know, she took her lumps as a freshman, and we had some success last year, and so she kind of has been on both sides of this. And you know, I just said, you know, we just have to have some accountability. You know, teams where the coaches are the only people who talk are not going to be very successful. So I thought they did a good job, and the girls responded. But we definitely have to be more prepared at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I don't know what they did Saturday, but I know coming into Saturday, Brookfield was like 7-1 or 8-1. So that's an under-the-radar team that's really tough to play against.
Yeah, you know, they guard really well, and they're very aggressive. And, you know, I think a lot of times we let them set the pace and of what was occurring. I was a little frustrated with our, you know, just details defensively, you know, just giving up some things that are a little uncharacteristic for us. But, you know, I didn't question our effort. We just have to have a little more especially when it comes to not getting beat off the dribble. Just there wasn't that next level competitiveness. You know, we had a game at Marceline where we held a really good team to 23 points. And so I know that defensive effort is in there. We just have to kind of get back to basics on that.
We got a storm coming in Thursday, so that's going to put a big old wrench into plans of getting into the gym. You got Christmas on Sunday. You got New Year's the following Sunday. You get Gallatin on the 3rd. What's the plan between now and Gallatin to make sure the girls can have family time and they're ready to go for GRC action again?
Yeah, you know, we of course, you know, want to make sure we get some rest. We're gonna get in the gym here in the next couple days as well for the next 2 days and try to, you know, iron some things out and just keep getting better. But then we'll definitely have a nice little break there and try to, you know, rejuvenate, because, you know, January, if you've been around this forever, which you have, I mean, January's a grind. I mean, it is a long month for basketball. A lot of tournaments.
That Lawson tournament takes out.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of
a
bus
long
rides.
Trip in three games.
And it's just tough. It's a tough month. You're stuck inside a lot. So we're going to get some rest, but then we've got to kind of got to get back to it. I think we are, you know, and we've shown we're more capable than what we showed tonight.
Did Maddie, I know she checked out about a minute left.
Tweaked her ankle.
Okay, yeah, it looked like she got her.
Stepped on a foot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Looked like Coach was just kind of taping up her foot.
Yeah.
So probably nothing serious, but just something that 2 weeks of rest, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, she's going to – Maddie's just – unfortunately, in you know, with ankle injuries, they just hurt a lot all the time.
And they linger. You know, they never go away.
They just don't. They just don't go away. So she was very gutsy tonight. You know, she worked really hard. Didn't have a lot of success offensively, but again, you know, every chance I get, she is one of the better rebounders and post defenders that we have around. So – you know, she's a tough kid, and she'll fight back from it.
You mentioned on Friday night, we talked about Kagan Croy just being in a shooting slump. Her shot wasn't looking real good. You know, she was putting up a lot of air balls. Her shot looked a lot, you know, shots were going in, but even the shots that weren't going in tonight, her shot looked better. She
yeah,
had no confidence.
More consistent, and, you know, she just has to continue, like you said, to build that confidence. And, you know, a kid like Kagan's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. She's very reserved. And so, you know, for her, we've just got to find that spark once we get on the floor where she becomes kind of a different person and kind of flips the switch. But she's doing a really good job for us and working hard.
Yeah, it's I know it's something we're going to talk about all season long, but I always have to remind myself and go, you know, there's four sophomores in the starting lineup tonight. It was a freshman, three sophomores, and a junior. So you're pretty much, with the exception of McKenzie, you're getting everybody back next year, so the future is really bright. It's just, you know, it's trying to get better game to game. There's a big picture where the big picture is really bright, and then just trying to get better little by little, game by game, right?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of that starts in practice. You know, I thought we had a really good practice where we drilled out a lot of what they do offensively, and they did a good job getting in the paint. But, you know, we just have to really take every rep seriously. And when you're young, it's easy to think, I get to do this forever. But we want to make sure that we shorten that learning curve, and so we can hopefully find some success a little sooner than otherwise.
Here's the deal with injuries, too. Nobody wants to have an injury. Nobody wants to be on the floor more than Rainey.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
If you look at anything and say, okay, injuries happen. We got one to Rainey. It made things difficult at the end of December. You got a lot of girls that kind of got out of their comfort zone a little bit, and they had to be forced into roles they weren't as comfortable with, which I think in the long run, even this season, is going to make you a better basketball team.
Absolutely, and it has to. You know, we talked about that after the game. When you get put in the game, it's too late to be prepared. You have to be there. You have to be ready for your moment and for your opportunity. So a lot of girls found themselves in, like you said, positions they're not normally in, and so we just have to continue in practice to build and get better, and we'll keep doing that for sure.
There's something about this gym that I've noticed over the last 5-10 years with Holiday Hoops. Certainly we talked about it with NCMC and the success that Coach E and Jenny have had. I'm noticing it tonight. When this gym, the gym feels different when you get a little bit of energy in here. You had energy for your game. We definitely have energy for the boys tonight.
Yeah, it's a fun place. You know, this is such a cool event. I'm really glad that, you know, to be a part of Trenton and get to be here every year. Got to do this when I was a player, and it is. It's a lot of fun. They do such a good job. You know, everybody involved runs it really well. So, great environment for these kids to get to play.
How's the Christmas shopping going? You got everything done?
I think we're doing all right.
It's a random question, right?
No, we're good. We have several kids. So
I know.
It piles
up on
us. I
saw you and the missus down there with the number of kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I bet you there's some Christmas shopping in the Cool household.
Yes, for sure. But, you know, it's a blast. It's so much fun to spend time with everybody. And, you know, my family is... they're troopers, because being a basketball coach is a long year. So my wife at home with five kids, and that makes it tough.
Yeah,
she's an amazing person.
Well, you know what? I'm the oldest of six kids, and we didn't have many Christmases because my youngest brother was born in '88.
Sure.
And I went off to school in '91-'92. So we had about 3 or 4 Christmases where there's six kids and two parents in the house, and it was a zoo in there for
yeah,
a while.
For sure.
As my dad says, once we got you out of the house, Tom, it started opening up a little bit.
Well, man.
I was happy to go to college.
That's right.
Yeah.
Done well.
That's where you learn to get a little bit of that being on your own.
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit, absolutely. Happy holidays, Coach.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.